from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's also a conversation earlier in the show that I didn't realize I was working with shoe sniffers, and that Dustin and Keith, when they get a new pair of kicks, they take a big,
whiff
of their new shoes. As a matter of fact, they were sniffing each other's shoes earlier.
Dude,
today.
I can tell you right now,
you both have brand new shoes on.
Before you even ask our next guest, I can tell you his answer right now.
All right. What do you think it is? Do you think
I think he's on Team Fox in Britain.
Are you calling Dan Orlovsky a shoe sniffer?
100%.
All right, let's see. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on former NFL quarterback, ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky. Have we besmirched your good name when Dustin Fox says you are a shoe sniffer?
You've held up my reputation properly. I absolutely am. I think, so there's probably a couple parts to this. First of all, good to be with you guys. Hopefully summer's amazing. I love the smell of new things in general, and I think the things that stand out when they're new are new car, new pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably the beginning point of it for me. The second thing is, and maybe this is a little bit central to athletes, but there was always like a weird sense of you're a sicko / pride that your shoes would start to smell so bad, because you would sweat so much working mm-hmm. out. So that's probably why there's a little bit of a shoe-smelling intrigue on my end.
I also think, too, Dan, being an athlete our whole lives, and this just, you don't have to be a pro athlete to have experienced this. You could just be a high school player. Like, we're always so busy and always on the go with sports every single day, multiple times a day sometimes.
You just have to sniff some shoes.
The sniff test of like clothing and shoes and things sort of becomes like, okay, is it need washed, or are we gonna run it back? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It just becomes like part of the fabric.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a little bit unique to locker room and all that stuff, and probably dudes instead of girls, candidly. I don't know. There's like that weird sense of pride that's attached to it. So I actually smelled Molly's shoes on national TV once. Molly made a bet last year with Stephen A. about UConn and the national championship, and UConn won. He had to buy her a brand new pair of shoes, and she wore them on TV. And she was like, I got my new pair of shoes today. And I was like, let me see them. And she gave them, and I smelled them just because they were like super expensive. Like, do they smell like more money than other shoes?
Yeah.
So I asked Dustin this earlier. Can you describe the difference in like a high end pair of shoes, new kicks, versus like, I don't know, the $30 brand I'm going to get at the local store?
Dude, I feel like Jays have a different smell, man. Like new Jordan,
like
something about them.
Describe it though. Can you guys describe?
Yeah. It's intoxicating. It really is.
It smells. It smells like, you know, like you got a expendable income.
You got
sure.
money. So, it smells like money. 100%.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't necessarily know, because I'm not a fancy shoe person, but there's definitely a difference.
Shoe sniffer Dan Orlovsky on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Do the Browns pass the smell test this year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you make the case that it's as good a roster top to bottom as there is in the AFC. You know, the only rosters that you'd probably really try to go neck and neck with would be Houston's roster has gotten very good, and it is very good, and Kansas City's, you know, because of, you know, the depth that they have. So, you know, we've talked about this for a couple of years with Cleveland, and obviously it really rang true last year in the way that they were capable of playing and the run that they went on. But there's not really a weakness. You know, the defensive line is very good. The back end is one of the best in the league. Their offensive line, very good. Their wide receiving core is, you know, with Coop back, is still a strength. Tillman, you know, did some really nice things last year. The tight end position, Njoku really stepped forward. Obviously, if Nick comes back and is Nick. So you can make the case, like, maybe at inside linebacker. Jock was really good last year. So even there's just not a ton of flaw on the football team. And ironically, the biggest question mark on the football team is the most expensive player.
Big news today here for the Browns. They have restructured Amari Cooper's contract. He's going to get paid some extra cash this year. It essentially still just a, you know, the same contract that it was, which means he'll become a free agent in March after the season. How do you see Amari fitting into this offense? You know, we've got a new coordinator here in Ken Dorsey. I know you study a ton of tape and you've seen what he's done in Buffalo. I'm curious how you think his offense, you know, sort of evolves with Deshaun Watson and these guys, Amari, yeah, and Njoku and Nick Chubb. I mean, all these weapons here. What should we expect?
I hope that Kevin and the heart of this offense remains that way. I think that's when it's at its best. You know, Coop is still one of the best chunk wide receivers in the league. You know, he can still one-on-ones, and obviously he can still be very good when it comes to routing guys up, but he's really started to develop into a high-level play-action pass chunk wide receiver. You saw that with Joe last year. And, you know, the really interesting thing with the offense, and again, attached to Deshaun, is, you know, Kevin Stefanski's offense has, you know, that Gary Kubiak tree foundation. And they got away from that a little bit to the start of last year with Deshaun. It was less play action. It was less effective and a little bit more spread out. And that's what Deshaun has always been comfortable with. And then obviously the injury and Joe comes back and it's more. So I don't know who's going to win that conversation, because that's not Ken Dorsey's background. You know, one of my complaints last year with Ken in Buffalo, who I think is a really good football coach, was they didn't do enough of that. And when they did it, Josh was so good. And it was way too predictable schematically. There was way less and way too little pre-snap motion. And there was an element of you weren't ever gaining an advantage to the defense. And so hopefully he's learned from that and steps into a little bit more of doing things the way that they've done it in Cleveland under Kevin for a little bit of time now. But I still hope that this remains Kevin Stefanski's play action pass run centric offense.
Dan, when it comes to Deshaun Watson, I do not believe this, but there have been a fair amount of analysts. There have been a fair amount of even Browns fans, you know, national NFL fans, who look at Deshaun and say he'll never be the guy he was in 2020 or 2019 again. Do you feel that that is more likely or not to be the case, or do you think there's still a healthy chance we see the Deshaun Watson the Browns traded for?
I think
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think it's more likely that Deshaun And that time that he had in Houston is the best that we will ever see him. And that he is who he's been in the last, I guess, 2 years. And that obviously is really difficult to say because I was as big a fan of that player on the field as I was of anybody in the league. I think that there's a couple factors attached to it. Number one, Deshaun over the last three seasons hasn't shown us that he is what he was in that stretch in Houston, shoot up until that 2020 season. I think two is Deshaun does have some significant injuries of his past. I think he's torn his ACL at least two times, if not three. Obviously, the injury of last year. At some point, you know, I think he's going to be 29 this year, if not 30. So, you know, the injuries along with the wear and tear and the age add up and they just make you a little bit lesser. So do I think he can get back to playing at a high level and where you consistently see performances like he had in that second half versus Baltimore last year? I think he can get to that. Do I believe that Deshaun is going to lead the league in passing again and be one of those top five quarterbacks? I wouldn't bank on that.
So we were having a conversation earlier, Dan, about Myles Garrett, and we heard today from Mike Vrabel, who's on the staff. I've asked our other guests today about this, too. I'm curious your thoughts. You know, Vrabel's here. You think he could provide some insight as to using Myles as a tight end around the red zone?
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean, why would you not find a way to just make sure that that human being's on the field as many football snaps as possible? So I think, you know, I've always been such a big Vrabel guy. I think many are. When you sit in production meetings with that guy, you get blown away by how good he is, how smart he is, how detailed he is, and you gain a great appreciation for it. So I think he's only going to bring, you know, a whole new level of thinking and you know, creativity and a different way about him. And so, I mean, I think there's multiple people on that roster. It goes back to the health of the roster that they can find different ways to use. And I think you have certainly a coach in Stefanski that's creative enough. So I would love to see Myles Garrett catch a touchdown, man.
So with that, you mentioned, you know, the way people think about Mike Vrabel around the game. You go into this this season with coaches on the hot seat, and there are three coaches, yeah, either with Super Bowls or with a lot of clout on their name: Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, and Pete Carroll. When this season's over, which one of those coaches do you think is going to be the most sought after head coaching candidate of those three experienced guys?
Oh, Mike Vrabel. You know, with Coach Belichick, obviously the track record speaks for itself. And I don't know, you know, Coach Belichick, he might fall in love with being on the TV side of it. And, you know, that might be his decision thing. Pete Carroll, he probably can still coach at a pretty high level, but there is a little bit of a dice roll to that. And you have to just be very aware. And that's going to take a very unique situation. Coach Vrabel can flat out coach. And I think that once you get into, you know, a year away, and people can certainly appreciate after he's maybe removed for a year what he was able to accomplish in Tennessee and the run that they went on, you're going to see people go, oh, no, this guy's one of the best coaches, one of the best leaders, one of the best communicators that we have around the NFL game. And I think that that'll be an easy, highly sought after decision.
Reports out of Washington Post report this today. They believe the NFL will go to 18 games relatively soon. Who knows if it's next year or the following year or the year after, but it seems like we're headed that way. Dan, is this a good idea?
I don't think so, but I think it's inevitable. Did you see that each team made like $400 million last year, $400+ million? I mean, the amount of money that is just attached to the NFL right now for a couple different reasons, I understand it from the business element of it, owners-wise. I get it. And the owners realize, okay, we can trade away some off-season stuff, or we can trade away some preseason stuff. Because, Dustin, you know this, like, there's a couple things that players just truly dislike. One is the off-season, especially as you get older. You know, like, older players just don't like it. And then two, the preseason games. So those older guys that are really deep into the negotiations as NFLPA reps and whatnot, you're parroting two of the things that they're so willing to get rid of. And I think the owners are sitting there going, well, again, we just want to make tons of money as they are. So they're going, well, if you guys really want to dislike the offseason or, you know, the length of it or preseason, sure, we'll get rid of it. Give us an extra game. And for older players, you're like, wait, my offseason will be longer. I'll play in less preseason games. It probably secures my roster spot a little bit greater, and I'm going to make more money for sure. I just think it's going to negatively impact the development of young players.
Dan, great stuff, man. You're always fun to have on air. You're always a good sport. We appreciate it, buddy. And rejoice because football's back.
I appreciate you guys. Always a pleasure to be on. Let's not rush football, though. Like us who have to do the football every day when it gets back, I can still enjoy a little bit of summer, you know? So let's not rush it.
Can you tell the producer, Keith Britton, that? Because he's trying to kill summer as quick as he possibly can.
Nah, Dan. Yeah, hang on. Don't let him do it.
Damn right. That's a good man right there.
Dan, I'll see you in a couple weeks in Bristol.
Yes, sir. Good day or your voice, bud.
All right, man. You too, buddy. See you soon.
Dan Orlovsky on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.